Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday now, April the 3rd. Certainly hope it has been a profitable week for you thus far. If not, don't worry about it. Plenty of action across the sports betting landscape here tonight. We've had plenty of day baseball going on, including going on right now. Maybe even an extra inning game or two will get you caught up on it. Of course, we got about four or five games that remain. We'll have first pitch coming up at the bottom of this hour in one. And then, of course, will anybody be able to stop the Los Angeles Dodgers? The Giants are going to try to do that, but they're going to have to go up against Glasnow tonight to see if they can get that done. 8.5 as a total there. 1.5 seems to be the number everyone is looking at. Why? Because, well, that's the spread line, and that is maybe at this point the only affordable line there is to bet when it comes to the Los Angeles Dodgers here. But we'll have more on that game coming up. Rockies and the Cubs, that game also will take center stage here in about, I would say, 7:40, 7:45. That's when the first pitch is slated there. Cal Quantrill going for the Rockies. Lance Little going for the Cubs. We have the rubber match also tonight between the Blue Jays and the Astros. So the Blue Jays go from being no hits the other night against a pitcher that wasn't even supposed to be on the team, quite honestly. If it wasn't for injuries, he wouldn't have been there. And then they almost lose last night, only to make a big comeback against Josh Hader, the best closer in baseball, to win that game 2-1. And now, well, now we've got Chris Bassitt on the mound going up against Christian Javier here tonight. That'll be your 8 o'clock hour game on the East Coast. And then you mix in, of course, a little Nationals Pirates. Will the Pirates ever lose a game? Yeah, probably, yeah. In about, I don't know, 6:40, about 40 minutes, they'll begin to lose one. As we welcome in our radio audience here on this Wednesday, it is Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by here as we're getting ready for some more Major League Baseball here. We did have a bunch of rainouts earlier today, and what a shock. Here we are, first week of April. Some places are still dealing with a whole lot of rain, cold weather, maybe even a snowstorm or two in the forecast here in the first couple of weeks of the Major League Baseball season. So that's always fun playing in that kind of weather. But you also have warm weather climates like Arizona, for instance, with the Diamondbacks taking on the Yankees right now. Yankees blanked last night here, finally lost their first game. And this was a pretty good game all throughout here today as the Diamondbacks threw Merrill Kelly out on the mound. And they got to him, but not a whole lot. This game has gone to extra innings, but it looks like the Yankees have just scored a couple here in the top of the 10th. They are up 4-2, and we'll see if they can get it closed here against the Diamondbacks to move to 6-1 on the season. Also, you've got the Red Sox and A's. Wait until you hear this one. They're in a big pitcher's battle right now. Red Sox are up 1-0 here in the ninth inning. We'll see if they can close that out. And the Orioles and Royals are underway here, top of the first. We'll keep you posted on all of these games. And we also have plenty going on in the NBA here tonight. And looking forward to some games that, well, they got a little juice here coming tonight. Like the Lakers, for instance, opening up against the Wizards. There was some early this morning. I was on the early line with Donnie Wrightside, and Kyle Kuzma was listed as out. Well, he's not out anymore. Kyle Kuzma is in for the Wizards. Still no word on LeBron or AD on the second of a back-to-back, but I can tell you that total has been creeping up, and that's where we're at right now. 235 and a half, 236s. That is slowly but surely rising here as the Lakers are looking to continue to roll. They've been red hot. And they are laying, well, that's a big number there, 12 and a half, even 13s now are popping up here. That game coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Absolutely nobody asked for the Hornets and Trailblazers, so we won't even talk about that game. Not even they want to play that game, but some people will be forced to watch that in that local market. However, the Hawks still trying to hold on to a slim hope of holding on to that 10 seed. They're taking on the Pistons at home here tonight. Could you imagine what's scarier, laying 770 to think the Hawks are going to win this game against the Pistons, or laying laying it with the Dodgers at $3-4, because that's kind of what we're at right now, even in these games here with some of these teams. It's amazing. We're talking about the end of the regular season in the NBA. And some of the numbers that they are posting on some of these teams is just, it's outrageous because they're still NBA players. And yet here we are in the first or second week of Major League Baseball. And we had a game today lined at nearly $4. And that was the Braves game before it was postponed. But it's kind of bonkers what's happening with the markets in these sports right now. One just starting and one coming to a close here, but it's a big game for the Hawks. Keep an eye on whether Cade Cunningham is going to play in that one for the Pistons. And the Brooklyn Nets, what do they have to play for? Well, tee time and maybe a cruise, because that's where they'll be in a couple of weeks once the season ends. But in the meantime, the Barclays Center will be host to the Pacers tonight. Pacers laying 7.5, I believe, for the most part. The Pacers are pretty healthy there. There was some concern on whether or not McConnell was going to go there. I believe he is. We're going to keep an eye on that because, as you may have noticed last night, the entire afternoon, morning, right here on the network and pretty much any other place that you would have tuned into, the report was Embiid was not playing for the Sixers last night, and neither was Maxey. Well, as it turns out, Maxey didn't. But Embiid decided to give it a go late yesterday, and the rest is history, as they say. Miles Turner, by the way, is still questionable for the Indiana Pacers. And this time of year, these final 7-8 games, you got to be very careful about who's playing and who's not playing, because we learned late yesterday, Kawhi Leonard wasn't going to be available to the Clippers last night, and they could have used them because the Clippers ended up losing that game. But Pacers need to win to stay in front of the Miami Heat for that coveted 6th seed, which means there's no play-in game. So the Pacers got a little something to play for. The Thunder and Celtics will have an update on that game. What unbelievable.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Capable line movement there. How in the world can the Bucks actually show face in their arena after losing to the Washington Wizards last night? We have no idea, but their injuries are mounting. Also, taking on the Memphis Grizz and, of course, the Magic, Pelicans, Timberwolves, Raptors, and the Cavs, Suns, all coming your way here. We'll get you caught up on it all as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on this Wednesday in the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri, I'm joined by my good friend George Kurtz here as he is yelling and screaming at the television set here. And that means one thing. Must mean the Yankees are on and it is Major League Baseball season. And that is exactly what we're going on. Oh, hey, George, things look like they're going swimmingly for the Yankees here in Arizona. As I was just telling these fine folks tuning in how they took a 2-run lead there in the top of the 10th and all looked well. All doesn't look well right now, I'm gathering from the motions that you are indicating. Not good right now. What's happening?
No, they're imploding. All right, anyway, look at the Yankees are imploding here. Everybody, Volpe allowed the tying run to get to second base. Rizzo didn't help any either. He probably should have held onto the ball, but it's more on Volpe than Rizzo. And then the next pitch is a wild pitch. Now we have a runner on third here with one out as the Arizona Diamondbacks are trying to tie the game up. And now I don't know what the Yankees are doing now. And making some kind of move here. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe someone's coming. Maybe I think Rizzo may be coming out of the game. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe Rizzo got hurt on that play at first base as well. So, yeah.
That's great.
This play of 10th innings is a really cluster F for the Yankees here. Era, and I think Rizzo just came out of the game, although I'm not 100% sure.
Good stuff here. Yankees really showing their colors here right now. But, hey, they're still in front now, 4-3. Combs is on the mound trying to close
wait,
it out.
Wait. This is interesting. No. Rizzo didn't come out of the game. They decided to bring in Cabrera and play five infielders. Even though they're not going to lose the game on a single, the game would just be tied. You don't really see this all that much. But if Marte hits one up the gap, it's now a triple, and now you could lose. Because you only have two outfielders. So this is a...
And I'm not going to lie.
This is Yankee analytics.
I kind of hope they do now. I kind of hope they do because that means there was somebody, one of the number-crunching nerds in the upper office there at Yankee Stadium just called down and said, the numbers say we should...
And
that's exactly what they're doing.
It worked!
Yep.
They hit a ground ball.
No! See, gotta love those number guys. They really know what they're doing.
It was right at the third baseman. It wouldn't have mattered. It was right at the third baseman. It was a check swing. So, but I guess theoretically it did work. So we got two outs running on third for the Yankees. It's never easy with Clayton Holmes. Whether it's his fault or not, it's never easy for him to get a save.
Listen, the number guys are always right. That's why they pick up the phone. Kudos to them. But they'll end up giving up a walk-off two-run home run now anyway. Royals up 1-0. Over the Orioles. We did have, of course, a couple of games that already played out here today. Rangers win, the Twins win over the Brewers here, and we've got the Pirates who have not lost a game yet here, Kurtz, and Some might think maybe tonight isn't tonight, but they got Keller on the mound going up against Williams for Washington. The Pirates, I mean, give them credit. They're taking advantage of a easy early schedule. They've been playing Sisters of the Poor. So can they continue their winning ways tonight with their ace on the mound?
Yeah, I think they will. Pirates are playing very good ball. They did this last year, too, by the way. Remember last year they got to the hot start? Not this hot, but they got to a hot start last year. They melted in about, June is when they started to play like the Pirates. But they're playing well. We know Washington's not a good team. Keller's on the mound tonight. Yeah, I'm on the Pirates tonight. Chalky, but absolutely. I mean, Diamondbacks did tie it on an infield single. Baltimore chopped off the play here that Volpe couldn't get Carroll at first. He never had a chance, though.
But I thought they brought in 8 infielders to avoid. Oh, never mind. I don't even want to know. All right, so we're going to move on here. Let's talk about the rubber match tonight. Toronto taking on Houston. Javier and Bassett. If memory serves me, Bassett on the road was an absolute play against last year. It has been for a while with him. He was much better at Rogers than he was on the road here. Do we trust him in this spot against Javier, who wasn't bad his first time out? I mean, Houston is a $1.50 favorite there, as you can see. The total is 9. But do we trust either of these two lineups to get over 9 runs? That's another big question.
That's probably the major question here, right? The Blue Jays all of a sudden stopped hitting. They only scored 2 runs in the last 2 games, so they're struggling here. The Astros are almost the same thing here. They're struggling somewhat. I mean, I trust Javier more than Bassett, but that's not saying much. But I do think Javier will have a better game. I think the under is the play here. Right, until Toronto proves they're going to hit the ball here, tough to take the Blue Jays a bit on that offense here. I'll take the under. I kind of wonder if tonight's the night Alvarez hits that home run. Something waiting for Ohtani to hit a home run, waiting for Alvarez also to hit the home run. Yep. I kind of wonder if tonight's the night for him. But I'm on the under, small play in Houston as well. And I'm still debating on an anytime home run for Alvarez.
Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, Judge hit one, Verdugo hit one, Ohtani's still 0-for. But there's still plenty of time with him. You also have the single, maybe there's, and that's saying much, though, the single worst team in Major League Baseball. How are the Rockies going to win 50 games is a big question mark. But they got the Cubs tonight. And how much faith do you have that the Cubs can handle business here coming up in the next hour?
Oh, I have a lot of faith. Right? They better handle business here. We're on the Cubs as part of a parlay here, along with the Red Sox. The Red Sox already won there. They're part of the parlay, so I need the Cubs to take care of business now, and I think they will. What we're finding out in the early part of the season here is the bad teams are bad, right? Oakland, Washington, the White Sox. I know the Angels are destroying Miami. Miami's a bad team, too. The bad teams are bad, and the Rockies are bad. I mean, It's almost a crime what's going on there, right? Less of a National League West went bananas in the offseason. Dodgers signed everybody for over $1 billion. It's not even a joke. Right? Padres trade for Cease. Giants get Snell. They get Chapman, Soler, Lee. And the Rockies do nothing. Nothing. Right? Diamondbacks and Montgomery here. So just sad. This team, 50, I don't see how they're going to get to 60. They'll be a 100-loss team. You know, it's going to be 105, 107, 110 really would shock me. Bad, bad team. You'll never see me bet on the Rockies. So, yeah, I'm on the Cubs tonight, part of a parlay.
Yeah, I'll say this. Coming into today, I thought this was interesting. But, again, it's first week of the season here. But $2 favorites or more are 7-2 so far this year, which is – oh, that's pretty good. I can promise you it won't stay like that for the rest of the season. But right now, the big favorites are doing just that, covering big numbers because most of these teams, and I said it, Kurtz, the game was postponed earlier, Atlanta, but they were at $3.50. They're -350 in the fifth game. Like, what is going on here? But that's just, I guess, the nature of the beast because there are – the bad teams are very bad here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think with the Atlanta game, where they were going, were thinking is that, well, there's no way the White Sox, who are horrific, are going to beat the Braves back-to-back games. All right? And I agree, of course. It would have been hard to find a play for them to get the Braves in your lineup somehow there. But, I understood that outside of Crochet, the starting pitcher yesterday, it's going to be hard to, once again, bet on any White Sox games. And these are also teams, by the way, maybe not the Rockies. I don't know if they have anybody to trade. But the White Sox will get worse as the season goes along, because I think they will trade Eloy Jimenez, who's not playing anyway. Anybody who's not nailed down is going to get dealt. Maybe they do deal Louis Robert by the deadline as well. He would bring back a hole for them and maybe start the rebuilding process a little sooner. But the bad teams are going to get worse, not better.
And, of course, your world-famous chalky parlay here tonight in the NHL. What two favorites am I putting together here?
Well, isn't that the idea of a parlay? You got to get the chalky favorites there, right? So the Kings and Canucks.
Yes.
All right, that's what we're going with. The Kings and Canucks here. I don't absolutely love this, mind you, but I don't like the slate tonight in MLB or NHL. There's not a lot there that's the easy play here to go for here. But that's the best I can find. Canucks will rebound, beat Arizona. The Kings should take care of business here. They have to keep winning. Both teams really need to keep winning to keep their current slots.
Yeah, I think a Stars-Oilers game is going to be interesting. And, of course, we just can't finish the Lightning. They just won't go away, Kurtz. They won't go away taking on the Maple.
I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Leafs here tonight, and it'll be fun to watch the Devils lose to the Rangers. George Kurtz, enjoy the night, my man. Appreciate it. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, the craziness rolls on as Game Time Decisions does as well here on this Wednesday now, April the 3rd. So we've got a whole lot going on. Major League Baseball, obviously, off and running. Watching the Yankees throw up all over themselves is never fun, but that's exactly what we're doing as they somehow figured a way to blow a 4-2 lead there in extra innings. But they did just score a run in the top of the 11th. So it is 5-4 against Arizona, and no doubt they'll figure out a way. Well, 6-4, actually. They'll figure out a way to blow this. Don't you worry about it. But in the meantime, we welcome in our good friend Joe Madden in the house, because, Joe, it is almost Stanley Cup time. It is nothing like the playoffs in the NHL. It's actually one of my favorite things. It's such a grind. It's like a mini season in itself here, and a lot of teams are ramping it up. I'm a little disgusted with my Panthers right now, who sat everybody last night and still couldn't beat the Montreal Canadiens, which kind of annoyed me to no end. But they have lost 8 of their last 10, which is worrisome. Let me ask you here, how much stock do you put into momentum when teams are going into the playoffs? So how important is final stretch to some teams?
It really is huge. We look at the Boston Bruins last year, and we know, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, both of these teams had good records, but they kind of take their foot off the pedal as they roll into the playoffs when they're guaranteed that spot. I don't love when we see teams do that. And we saw the Florida Panthers last year roll in so hot. They continued that momentum. So I think the momentum is huge for some of these teams. We know what happened to Boston in the first round, Toronto in the second round of last season. So I do think Florida needs to bring it up a gear, especially moving into the next couple of games here. And yes, they took the loss to Montreal. Does it really affect them that bad? Not that much, but I do think there's only 2.5 weeks left in the season. They need to start bringing it, Joe.
I got to tell you, it's this team. I was just telling George Kurtz, this Tampa Bay Lightning team is going to be the death of me. They just when you think you could turn the page on the Lightning, I mean, it's unbelievable. Vasilevskiy comes back. He's still not great, right? He still feels like he's a half a second slow, if you know what I mean here. But it doesn't matter because they're still getting it done. A huge one against Toronto here tonight. What are we looking at?
Okay, so huge one, and you're right. The Lightning have been finding a way. They've gone 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, and even though they're off a loss here, I think they have the ability to pull off the win versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, I was hoping it was going to be Samsonov in goal because he has struggled versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. We do have Joseph Woll, which really does change where I'm looking at for this total because we look at Joseph Woll, how strong he's been. He's only played 3 games against the Tampa Bay Lightning but has recorded a win in all three. He's had 1 shutout and he's got a 1.54 goals against average versus them. So I am leaning now more to this game to stay to the under with him in. Andrei Vasilevskiy coming out here for the Lightning. But I do think the Lightning, with the momentum they've been rolling on, even though Toronto's been phenomenally strong as well, winning their last three, this team with the Lightning here have 89 points, first wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, 7 points only above the Washington Capitals and the Red Wings. So they can't afford to lose any of these games. Now, I don't see them falling out of this first wild card spot, but Joe, we know anything can happen in these final games here. So give me the Lightning to get the win. And I'm going to look at Nikita Kucherov. He's been so phenomenally strong. We know Nikita Kucherov, Nathan MacKinnon, and Connor McDavid are battling it out for the most points out there on the season. Now, Nikita Kucherov for 2+ points tonight is +118, and I definitely think he can get it. If you want to circle Auston Matthews, we know how strong he has been at home, but I think this is a night for the Lightning and Kucherov in a game that they need to get the win here, Joe.
Yeah, still no Mitch Marner. They're looking forward to getting him back here. But 8-1-1 they are since the trade deadline is Tampa Bay Lightning. They're like a bad rash, Joe. We just can't get rid of them here. And over in the West, let's face it here, I think this is a pretty big game, Dallas and Edmonton tonight, too. I think this is kind of the other must-watch game of the night. What are you looking at in this one?
Yeah, this is the biggest game in my opinion here because you have the Dallas Stars, Joe, and they, if they get the win tonight, they'll be the first team for the Dallas Stars to be able to record 8 straight wins in a row. So huge for them here. They're also sitting first in the Central, and this team also first in the Western Conference. They're 1 point behind the New York Rangers for the President's Trophy. So this game is so meaningful, especially over the Edmonton Oilers, who are sitting second in the Pacific. Now, Edmonton's going to bring it as well. They're not looking to take a night off as they are looking to chase the Vancouver Canucks for that first overall position in the Pacific. They're going to have to finish these last 2 weeks off completely on point to be able to do so. I'm not sure, though, they can get the win over the Dallas Stars tonight. We've got Pickard coming in for Edmonton. He's 2-2-1. In his last 5 games with the goals against average of 3.02 versus the Stars. I just can't see the Edmonton Oilers being able to pull it off. Not with how hot Dallas has been running. Like I said, winning their last 7. They want this 8th win so bad. And Jake Oettinger has been absolutely phenomenal. He's been able to record the win in his last 5 starts out there. We know he was shaky for a couple points during the season. He's starting to look like playoff style Jake Oettinger out there on the ice. So I do like him to be able to get the win. I do think this game stays under the 6.5. Now this opens up really quick with those quick goals. We're going to have to sweat this one to stay under. My only issue here is if this one does get pushed to overtime, the overtime coming in at +370. But I do think this will come down to goaltending, and I trust in the Dallas Stars and their goaltending so much more. Both of these games on the season for these two, they matched up already twice, have seen 4-3 results with one of those in OT. So it's a little scary to the under 6.5, Joe, but we need these teams to start playing playoff-style hockey, which is locking down on the defensive side.
Yeah, and that's both of those teams ramping up here. What do we do with the Rangers and the Devils tonight? It would be great if the Devils could win a game, but do we trust them?
I can't trust the New Jersey Devils, especially on the second night of a back-to-back. Joe, it's just a hard situation to really circle this team here. I do think we look at Panarin to come out so strong for the New York Rangers. Panarin coming in at his 2+ points. That's coming in at plus 116. We know how strong he's been out there for the New York Rangers. I think he's in the running for the Hart Trophy as well. He's such a difference maker on his team. Now, we have seen the Rangers so far sweep this series. This is the last game of the series. It's so hard for a team to get that sweep on the season. So they've won the first three. The Devils with Kakinen in here. Now, Kakinen's played one game versus the Rangers in his career. He only allowed 2 goals and 25 shots on goal. Now, he was the goaltender for the San Jose Sharks that got moved over here with all the trade deadline issues, and we've seen him stand on his head in some of these games. He will be a difference maker here. If the Devils are able to pull off this win, I'm just going to look at that first period to go over 1.5. I went back and forth on this, but I do think we could see the Rangers get both of those goals or the Devils come out and get a quick one on Igor. We know sometimes Igor will allow that quick goal to come in and then really tighten up on the defensive side of the puck. So give me the over 1.5 in the first period and then Panarin here for the 2+ points, Joe.
I kind of love it here, Jojo. And what are you thinking also about Vancouver here tonight? How are you going to approach them? Expecting some goals?
Yeah, I'm expecting goals, especially out of Vancouver in this one versus the Arizona Coyotes. We know they're coming off that loss last night. They couldn't afford that loss last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas fighting it out in the Pacific as well. And we look here at the Vancouver Canucks. Last night was their first game out on the road. They'd been home for so long. Their last road game was actually versus Vegas earlier in the month. So I think they got that road shake off of them, and I do think they come out with a little bit of a vengeance off how they lost last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm looking them to take it out on the Arizona Coyotes. Now, I do think they'll cover the puck line in the first period, but I think a safer way to go with this bet, and there's no safer way to go per se, but is looking at their team total over 3.5. We know the Arizona Coyotes allow these goals to come in. This team is eliminated, and they're strong offensively, especially in Mullet Arena. I think they'll push the Vancouver Canucks into a higher scoring game. We know Clayton Keller has been phenomenally strong for the Arizona Coyotes. He's been getting those goals night in and night out, it seems. And I do think Vancouver, with all of the talent they have on this team, really needs to open up offensively against a weaker opponent like the Arizona Coyotes and be able to find the back of the net. We know at one point this team was riding such highs on the offensive side of things. And without Demko in goal and without Casey DeSmith tonight, I do believe the Arizona Coyotes will score. So the Vancouver Canucks better answer back. They've got to go over that 3.5. So their team total over 3.5 at plus 100, Joe.
Yeah, no, good price there too as well. Switching to the Diamond, you trusting your Toronto Blue Jays to get it done against Houston here tonight in a rubber match?
How can we trust the Toronto Blue Jays? This offense is an absolute mess out there, Joe. It's like, it looks like last year's offense, which is so sad to say. So looking at Chris Bassitt, though, he was strong versus the Astros last season, and I am looking for him to come out strong again. And Javier was so strong in that first game versus the Yankees. So I'm going to look at the first five to that under. We know Toronto won in a low-scoring game, 2-1 yesterday. I expect this one to stay under in that first five innings. That's coming in at under 4.5 at plus 106. I know Toronto has some big bats, and so does Houston. But in this one, give me the under.
As long as they don't get no hit, we're all right. Joe Madden, we appreciate it as always. Game Time Decision will be back next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important...
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network, as we've got much going on here. Major League Baseball here, as we've got still about four games getting ready to tip first pitch, rather. That's coming up here. We'll have you covered there. NHL as well as NBA action. But let's not forget, we're a week away from the first major on the PGA Tour, that being, of course, the Masters. But first, we got to go to the Valero Texas Open. And our good friend Brady Cannon is here. He's going to point us in the right direction here. And Brady, we're getting close, man. It's going to be good to have Augusta back talking some Masters next week, which is always fun. But we got a lot still to happen here this week, not just the Valero Open. You and I were talking about the LIV tournament down in my neck of the woods at the old Doral Blue Monster happening here with some pretty big names. But whether it's LIV or PGA, we're starting to see the chalk of all chalk here. Like Scottie Scheffler last week was 4-1. Rahm on the LIV Tour is 5-1, 6-1. Like, what is going on here with these unbelievably chalky numbers at the top of leaderboards? And what feels like it doesn't matter what tour we're on.
Well, I tell you, Scotty, I saw something earlier today at plus 450 to win the Masters. That's the shortest price since like 2013 or something on Tiger. Tiger was like plus 350. For about 6 years in a row or more there. And Scotty's the shortest player since him. On the LIV Tour, I can kind of understand it because obviously you've only got 54 players. But, I mean, they've got like three or four, five guys that are all single digits. DeChambeau, Neiman, Rahm. Yep. I don't dabble too much in the LIV circuit. But, you know, with the major on deck here, I think the handicap's very interesting for both the PGA Tour and the LIV because you've got a number of players in both fields that have the Masters on deck. So we kind of have to play amateur psychologist here this week. And how do these guys treat it? Is it a tune-up? You know, the guys that aren't in the field yet on the PGA Tour, they're trying to get a win, trying to get into the top 50 in the world. Do they succumb to that pressure? Do they flourish in that environment? Yep. There's so many different scenarios on the week before a major, in the tournament a week before a major, you know, and you can't quantify that stuff. You're just taking guesses on how these guys are going to react. Rory McIlroy, you know, he's single digits this week. He's about 9-1 to win the Valero. And I went against him in a head-to-head matchup, Joe. I mean, does Rory care about winning the Valero, or does he care about the career Grand Slam next week? I don't think he's got all his chips in front of him, you know, banking on a Valero Texas Open win. I think he's going to go down there, use this as a tune-up. If he gets out to a hot start, yeah, maybe he says, okay, let's go see if we can get this thing. But I just have to believe he'd prefer to get down there a couple days earlier. He's probably already played some practice rounds there. I don't know for sure. But, you know, you got to be careful with some of the intangibles in the handicap this week. Mm.
You absolutely do, because some of those guys, as we know over the years, Brady, that, you know, they want to play in these tournaments because they want to work on some. It's kind of a tune-up, right? They really don't. They got no desire to battle on a Sunday with a guy back and forth. It would be great, but they're not going to go out of their way here. They've got bigger fish to fry, certainly at the top of that leaderboard here. But this course in San Antonio, and I think this is one of the oldest golf tournaments to be held, certainly in that part of Texas here. So what are we looking at? You know, horses for courses. What are we looking at here in this one this week?
Yeah, good track. A very difficult golf course. The winning score proposition this week is 16 and a half under par. So it's certainly not a birdie fest. Greg Norman design over 7,400 yards. Norman was a great driver of the golf ball. And that's a big part of the equation here. But oddly enough, I lean more towards accuracy than distance. We've seen more accurate guys get it done here rather than bombers. And I kind of went that direction with my plays this week. I focused on, you know, accurate driving, great iron play, greens and regulation, scrambling, bogey avoidance, because it's a tough track. You got to eliminate bogeys as much as possible, and you'll gain on the field if you can do that. And then the collection of par fives here, I think their scoring average over the years on tour, the four par fives together, is one of the most difficult bunches on the tour calendar. So I also looked at strokes gained for the par fives as well. Ludvig Åberg was the first player I landed on at 13-1. Now, he's already in the Masters. He's got a Ryder Cup win this past fall. So I think, you know, stepping up to the plate at Augusta National for the first time ever, it may be tempered a little bit by the fact that he's been through that whirlwind that is a Ryder Cup. You know, if you're going to your first ever big stage like that, you can be a deer in the headlights. Now, Åberg's, you know, he's been around the block a couple times. Yeah, he's very young, but he's played this course a number of times from his days at Texas Tech, and actually was a special invite to the Valero Texas Open in 2022. So he knows his way around this course. I think because his ties to the university, the tournament, the golf course itself, he'll be focused this week on winning. I don't know if this is going to be complete tune-up mode for Ludvig Åberg. So I took him at 13-1. Hideki Matsuyama at 23-1. An interesting note here, Joe. The last four winners of the Valero Texas Open, that week they have ranked in the top five in the field for strokes gained tee to green. Coming into this week, Hideki Matsuyama, the last 12 rounds, is number one in this field for strokes gained tee to green. Also, in 2021, he finished 30th here at the Valero, went on the next week to win the Masters. Last year at the Valero, he finished 15th. So that tells me he's not in tune-up mode either. He's fine with Augusta. He knows he's going to be there for the rest of his life. And he seems to have the mindset that he's out here to win. And he's got the stats and the course form, or the course history and the current form, to back it up. In his last three starts, he's finished 1st, 12th, and 6th. And then you and I were talking backstage. I also went with Corey Connors. You know, I don't often land on the defending champion, but I grabbed him at 30-1 because he just makes so much sense for this golf course. He's won here twice. And he's also had a number of top 10 finishes at the Masters. So that tells me he, too, is not here to just do a walkthrough. He's trying to win the darn thing for a third time. So I grabbed him at 30-1. Fantastic ball striker. Over the last 36 rounds, number one in greens and regulation and number two in strokes gained approach. And then Alex Noren. Now, those three guys are all in the field at Augusta. The rest of these guys aren't in the field yet, and they're going to need a win or a big-time finish. Alex Noren, currently 66th in the world. You got to get to 50th or win the Valero Texas Open to get into Augusta next week. Noren's been red hot as of late. Three straight top 20 finishes. He finished 15th here in San Antonio on debut last year, and he's doing everything well. We know he's got a great short game, but the ball striking has been there as well. Number one in this field over the last 36 rounds in bogey avoidance. And then Billy Horschel, kind of the same thing here, 42-1. You remember, Joe, I was on both of these guys last week. They both cashed top 20 finishes for us. And all these outrights, by the way, I'm also playing them for a top 20 finish. Horschel has two third-place finishes, a fourth and an 11th here at the Valero. He's currently ranked 87th in the world and trying not to miss the Masters for the first time since 2017. So a lot on the line for Billy Ho. I love the course form. I love the current form. I think he's going to have another good week. He's a veteran. I don't think that pressure of trying to get to Augusta will you know, unravel him. I think he can handle that. He's been around the block so many times as a tour veteran. And then I went with two longer shots, Christian Bezuidenhout at 51-1, currently ranked 58th in the world, right on the edge there of getting into the top 50 and into Augusta. He's played the Masters three times already, so it's not like it's going to be his first trip and he's really worried about everything. I don't think he'll feel that pressure. He's had a great season, 13th and 9th in his last two starts, tremendous short game. The ball striking has been good. 7th in this field overall for strokes gained approach the last 36 rounds. I think he's going to show up in a big way this week. And then finally, Keith Mitchell, who is one of the best in the world off the tee. We talked about, you know, needing to be good off the tee. He's both long and straight. He's had good finishes here in the past, top 25s, top 20s. And four of his last six starts on tour have been top 20 finishes. So the form is there as well. So a 7-pack all the way from 13-1 to 55-1 on Mitchell.
So let me ask you a question. Alex Noren's never won a PGA Tour event.
Right, right.
Is Fleetwood in that category? Has Fleetwood won a PGA Tour event either or no?
He is not. Neither of those guys, Europeans, have never won a PGA Tour event. Now, I'm not sure how many worldwide wins Tommy Fleetwood has. It's probably double digits. Alex Noren has 10 worldwide wins himself, but has never been able to crack the code. I mean, one of my correlated courses this week is TPC Summerlin right down the street here in Las Vegas. And Noren just this past fall finished third there. So, I mean, this guy's been knocking on the door for a while. And he's in really good form right now. And I think he's going to have another good week. And, you know, I hope he does well enough to punch a ticket to Augusta.
Yeah, I love that. That's why I'm thinking, I'm saying Noren, I know they've won tournaments around the world, but it's funny, they never... Right. You know, you're going to run out of opportunities with the Masters, so there's only so many exemptions, so you better hurry up and stay in the top 50 or get the win here this week. Talk to me about why you stayed off some guys. What did we do with Jordan Spieth? He did win here a couple of years ago, didn't he? I mean, he's a Texas guy, but you like his form?
His form has been inconsistent, which is kind of typical Jordan Spieth themes. We always know when he arrives at Augusta, he seems to flip a switch and he's magical around there. And I'm banking on it happen again. I already have a ticket on him at 22-1. I think anything above 20 is a good price on Jordan Spieth to win the Masters. I mean, all he does there is finish top five or win the darn thing. You know, he's had some good events this year. He's had some not so good events. I think he'll probably play pretty well this week, Joe. And I think he's going to kind of be in semi tune-up mode, because he probably needs to work out some kinks before he gets to Georgia next week. But you mentioned Texas, his home state. I think that probably means something to him, and to show a performance for his fans and the locals there, you know, that support him so well in his home state. So I don't expect him to win. I don't know if he's going to finish top 10. I wouldn't be surprised by a solid, you know, top 20, top 25 performance, have himself a good week, you know, just and work on some things and then roll into next week. But, you know, we talk about that psychological handicap. I think he's kind of in between working on some things, but probably also not completely void of trying to win this thing either.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think motivation and, you know, of course, the week before these majors, guys are going, I got to hurry up. And, you know, Horschel, you mentioned, love Billy Horschel with his back against the wall. He is an absolute money golfer. He has been for a long, long time. So, yeah, these guys that need to win because they want to be a part of the biggest event on tour, which is the Masters next week, I'm avoiding guys like Spieth.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda
Pride salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And Rory McIlroy, I want nothing to do with him at all, Brady.
You know, I mentioned I went against Rory McIlroy in a matchup. I got Hideki Matsuyama, yes, who I played for an outright and a top 20, at plus 135 over Rory. I think Rory is absolutely great here for a tune-up. I wouldn't be surprised if he absolutely missed the cut. We'll see. Let's cash one and get hot for next week.
Let's do it, Brady. Good luck. Game time decision. Be back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in as we look to close out this hour of Game Time Decisions. Now would be a good time to talk a little SGP, a little same game parlay, and nobody better than our good friend Davis Maddock. And Davis, a little Major League Baseball here tonight. What are you looking at?
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, returning to the diamond tonight. Major League Baseball, we have the San Francisco Giants taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kyle Harrison pitching for the Giants. Tyler Glass now pitching for the Dodgers. We are, of course, going to begin by taking the Dodgers money line, but we don't just want to take the Dodgers money line. We want to juice it up a little bit. So we are also going to take the over on 8 total runs in this game. I mean, how many times this year are we going to see the Dodgers absolutely eviscerate a mediocre or below average Major League Baseball starting pitcher? We are going to bet on that happening tonight, and we're going to juice it up even further by taking me and Carver High's favorite bet every single night, Shohei Ohtani, to hit a home run in this game. This three-leg same-game parlay is going to give us plus 453 odds. Dodgers money line, over 8 runs, and Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run in this game. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, Davis, we appreciate it here. Still got some Major League Baseball coming up as we've got Colorado, the Cubs. We've got those Dodgers and the Giants. And let's not forget the rubber match between Toronto and Houston, not to mention a bunch of NBA action getting ready to tip off here as at the top of the, well, in just about a couple of minutes, we'll get ready for the Lakers to see if they can continue their winning streak against Washington. Again, I wish they'd cancel Portland, Charlotte, because nobody wants to see that. Also, Detroit taking on Atlanta, Indy taking on Brooklyn, and pretty big matchup here, OKC versus Boston. We have some new news in that game we'll talk about coming up, and of course, we'll run down the scoreboard here in Major League Baseball. Few games going on, and we've got you covered here. Game Time Decisions, another hour next year on the grid.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.